Julian Lage from his new recording, Modern Lore. That was Lookbook. I caught up with Mr. Lage with a phone interview. He was driving around somewhere in California in a car. Actually, he wasn't driving. He was just riding, so I want to make that clear. He is coming to Knoxville playing the Mill and Mine on Sunday, March the 4th at 8 p.m. Opening that show, I'm also excited to see the Matt Nelson Trio. We're talking with Julian Lage, who's literally on the road. Well, his car is on the road, I assume. He's inside of it or a van. Where are you exactly?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. We are somewhere in California. We're on our way to Los Angeles for a gig tonight. We just played in Santa Cruz last night.
Do you get many days off on these tours?
We try not to schedule many days off. And this particular run, I think, is pretty much without a day off. A day off will be a travel day somewhere far away that we couldn't get to and play, you know, in a timely fashion. But, no, we're working pretty much each night.
Well, I was going to ask you what you did on your day off, but it sounds like you drive on your day off.
You drive. Yeah, you try. You get somewhere else. But we like to play, you know, we feel very lucky and like to take advantage of it.
Your new record's called Modern Lore. What do you mean, Modern Lore?
Well, you know, the word lore kind of, I guess that's, I think of that to mean kind of story, you know, or there's an implication of lineage. And modern is just that. It's kind of a progressive take on a tradition, you know, and the traditions are varied. There's the guitar tradition, the electric guitar tradition. There's the trio format. There's the type of songs on the record, which are kind of these melodic, kind of simply stated pieces. So there's a lot of factors that kind of fit under the auspices of modern lore. And this is just one of them. You know, this collection of songs is just one expression.
My favorite tune on the record is the closer. It's called Pantheon. What can you tell me about that one? I just never get tired of listening to it. It's one of those that I'll actually play twice in a row.
Oh, really? That's great. Well, thank you. First of all, it's a tune. It's with all this music. I wrote a lot of pieces, almost with the quantity over quality approach. I just wrote them, and there's a lot of not so good songs, but every so often there would be ones that felt like, okay, this could fit the message of the record. And Pantheon was kind of just that, very unromantically written. It's just a tune, but it did seem to come to life in the studio with that particular band, and work well in the narrative of the record. It's just kind of, it fits well as a closing number, I think.
Julian Lage from Modern Lore, that was Pantheon. And we're talking to him by phone. He's coming to the Mill and Mine on March the 4th. Yeah, and did you nail that in the first take? How many goes did you have at these tunes?
We just played that once. And I wouldn't even say we nailed it. That's the funny thing. I hear that. It's like, we just made it through. But Jesse Harris, who's the producer of it, he's really wonderful at gauging the stuff, you know? So he's like, you could do another, it might be different, but I don't know if it'll be better. You know, he kind of understood the ceiling on a piece like that, given our experience with it. So yeah, we just played it.
Do you have a favorite track on there?
I like Whatever You Say, Henry. I think that came out really nice. I think Roger the Dodger was nice. I dig it as a whole record, you know? But yeah, they all kind of serve different roles. So I do appreciate them equally. There's stuff that we recorded more songs than are on the record, you know. So if it's on the record, it's because I liked it. And there were a lot of things that didn't quite make it, and I'm glad we left them off.
One of the things I really like about this record, I mean, you know, when people say Julian Lage, you think, okay, guitar player, you know, and then
right.
But when you say Julian Lage trio record, I think songs. I think pieces of
cool.
Music. It doesn't sound like a guitar record, even though obviously the guitar is it's very central.
I appreciate you saying that. I mean, that is the vehicle at the center of it. You know, it's you know, a song can be an opportunity to what? You know, fill in the blank. In this case, that music was written to celebrate really specific qualities about the ensemble. So, you know, the songs kind of had to, they were essential, at least in my view, to enable the bass to sound a certain way, for the drums to sound a certain way, for the guitar to sound, you know, a certain way, but more importantly, for it to sound like one ensemble. So there's always a symbiotic relationship between the material and the playing, and hopefully both are, you know, any one element can be taken on its own and appreciated. But I agree with you. I think the song is kind of the heart of the matter with the trio.
Yeah, it's not an endless vehicle for soloing, which is fine,
no.
You know. It's
right. No, it could be, but it wouldn't really pay tribute to why those people are in the same room together, you know. That's there needs to be a reason for everyone to kind of do this. And I take great delight in that, and it's very humbling because I don't write all the time. So it's always a unique challenge, you know.
So what do you have lined up for the Knoxville audience on your upcoming show at the Mill and Mine? What can someone expect?
Yeah. What can someone expect? We will be playing music from a few records, you know, the new one, the last one, a solo record of mine. And you'll hear Eric Dube on drums and Jorge Roeder on bass. And, you know, I'm just could not be happier about this band. So, you know, that just come and see for yourself, really. It's a blast. And, I think I'm really excited to bring this music there. You know, I think it's a fitting home for what we do and the kind of aesthetic that, that we're exploring. It just, I'm especially excited about that show.
And you have different musicians on tour than on the record. Do you ever find something really interesting changes when you switch key players like that?
I do. I absolutely. I mean, I lean into it. I count on it. I hope it's different. This record in particular was written when this band, Eric and Jorge and myself, were on tour. You know, I was writing this music and we were trying it out on gigs and starting to build on it. And then the recording with Kenny and Scott was kind of already almost predetermined. We made this record Arclight, and I had this vision of making two records with that band to just kind of like, you know, commit to it. You know, so it didn't feel like a one-off all-star kind of band, you know what I mean? So even though I started already transitioning in a way to playing in this format, I said, okay, we'll make that record. But in my head, I was envisioning it working for both sets of musicians. And this is kind of morphing into the main focus very organically. And I couldn't be more thrilled. But it's because of what you said. It's different, or it highlights a different feature, or it presents certain challenges that you want to explore and hunt down. So it's a gift, you know, to be able to explore that territory with different people.
Well, I want to make one small disclaimer, even though it's 76 degrees right now. When you come to Knoxville in March, it might not be 76 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, okay, that's quite all right. We won't hold it against you at all.
Yeah, it's certainly nothing that I typically can control.
Okay, we're rooting for you, though.
All right. Hey, Julian Lodge, thanks so much for talking
Pleasure.
To us. Yeah. Guitarist Julian Lodge, his new recording is called Modern Lore. It's some really wonderful song-based guitar goodies, Fender Telecaster into a Fender amp kind of a thing. This is one of the songs that he did not mention as his favorite, but it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard him record, so we're going to listen to it because it's the weirdest thing he's ever recorded. This is called Earth Science. And if you don't like this tune, it's only 2 minutes long, so...